AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. A jury's convicted David DePape of federal assault and attempted kidnapping charges for attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband last year with a hammer. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
DePape still faces state charges for attempted murder, residential burglary, and assault with a deadly weapon.
Hamas is still considering a deal to free hostages. CBS's Tina Kraus.
Children are being prioritized as part of the first wave of a potential hostage release. In addition, one of the officials said an unspecified number of Palestinian women and children held in Israeli prisons would potentially be swapped.
A House ethics report has forced George Santos to scrap his plans for 2024. CBS's Scott McFarland.
This one is uniquely exhaustive, damning, and scathing in what it says New York Congressman George Santos did before he took office.
The congressman violated federal law with a slew of illegal activity involving campaign finances. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest national Marquette poll finds Nikki Haley doing the best of the Republicans against President Biden. 55% of registered voters back Haley in a hypothetical matchup with Biden, while Donald Trump would beat Biden with 52%. The same poll shows Haley trailing Trump by more than 30 points. Wisconsin wildlife officials are expecting a smaller harvest for opening weekend of the gun deer season. The Department of Natural Resources' Jeff Pritzel says that's due to a number of factors, including the weather forecast.
Unless we get snow again like we did, and that's not an annual occurrence anymore. So if we don't get the snow we had last year, I find it'll be hard to match the numbers we had last year.
Pritzel spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. November 16th is National Rural Health Day. This day celebrates the power of rural by honoring the selfless, community-minded spirit that prevails in rural Wisconsin. Our rural hospitals in the country's healthcare framework are a vital lifeline for about one-fifth of the population. Aspirus shared that recent research shows over 600 rural hospitals in the U.S. are at risk of closing due to financial pressures. However, Aspirus has experienced growth in recent years, purchasing 7 Wisconsin hospitals and 21 clinics from Ascension Health in 2021. They also recently signed an agreement with St. Luke's to expand rural coverage in both Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Rural healthcare has that advantage as we can treat our patients just like family because in our small communities they can most likely be family.
That's Chris Harf, Aspirus UP Regional President. She also said utilizing a hub and spoke model, they're working to keep more care in local facilities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers introduced their new manager. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers holding press conferences today after naming Pat Murphy the 20th manager in franchise history. Murphy, who turns 65 later this month, described by past and present players as a coach who likes to keep it light, cracks jokes, but knows everything that's going on in the clubhouse. Murphy has been with the team since he was hired back in November of 2015 as an assistant and eventual bench coach, Ricky Weeks also being hired as associate manager. The rest of the coaching staff offered to stay. NBA, the Bucks, after losing earlier this season by 19 to the Raptors, came back to beat them 128-112 in Toronto. Giannis on the bench recovering from a sore calf muscle, so Damian Lillard stepped up with 37 points and the victory.
I didn't even feel like I was hot tonight. I just felt in a good rhythm in the game, just getting in the paint, you know, causing guys to pull over, finding an open man, attacking in transition. Guys weren't.
That's Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 tonight under cloudy skies, west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 40 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich
history. Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Dom. That makes it Friday Eve up in here.
Happy Friday Eve. Crudy Aaron working the board today. Thank you, my friend, and our fair audience. Happy Thursday.
You know, I wish Nate a happy, safe, and successful deer hunt. I had no idea the man's a hunter.
Hunter. Our killer eater.
As long as he, you know, eats it, I'm okay with that, man. I ate plenty of steak. It came from somewhere.
Exactly.
Dom, today, I think we've got a relatively big show. Perhaps some would describe it as the greatest radio show ever. We'll see.
I would concur. It usually happens.
We got former U.S. attorney and our good friend, James Santel, in the 5 o'clock happy hour. He's going to make it happy up in here. Dom, we'll catch up on all the legal happenings. But closer to home, a little sooner than that, we'll talk about the, let's just say, the fiscal conservatism of a couple of specific Republicans, lawmaker George Santos. The ethics report is out. Not so good. Not so good.
Apparently, he is not going to run in 2024.
Well, today... You know, I did a deep dive. I actually was doing my homework here, Dom. I pulled out the 54-page ethics findings from his colleagues.
And did he do anything wrong, Crudy, in your opinion?
If the evidence presented in the ethics findings are true, this man's going to prison. Then there's Huckabee Sanders, perhaps not criminal level, but some fiscal conservatism of her own.
Governor Huckabee Sanders to you, young man.
Well, she used to be the, spokeslayer in chief for the former president, Trump.
Oh, she sure was.
Now I understand she's perhaps the least popular Arkansas governor in the history of polling. We'll have to research that. Hate to be... PolitiFacted is false on a topic, Dom.
Ooh, that'd be really bad. I mean, who gets PolitiFacted false? You really got to be full of it if you're PolitiFacted false.
To be PolitiFacted false, that would imply one was, let's just say, bearing false witness.
Ooh, I Now, careful. Some believers out there might take issue with that. I think you're not supposed to do that if you're, you know, the faithful kind.
It, isn't that one of the Big Ten?
Is it?
I know there's something in there about coveting the neighbor's wife and the oxen. And I believe there's something about not bearing false witness. I will not lie effectively. But Robin Voss must miss that chapter of Sunday school, Dom. Because today he got politifacted. And it was a fault. You know, I think they should have done the full pants on fire thing for him. Because what he had to say, incredibly untruthful. And really purposefully insightful in these whole cultural wars.
Well, if you're going to be untruthful, you may as well get some payback out of it by being incited.
Voss, according to the headline at PolitiFact Wisconsin, Voss claimed, again, the Speaker of the Assembly, claimed that young children can receive medical gender transition treatment is false. Oh, but he went all in on this statement, Dom. We'll get there in just a minute. Kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves in a way that harms them for the rest of their lives. That is a statement I believe he made on the assembly floor. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's possible for children as young as 3 years old to get medical gender transition treatment despite medical guidelines saying otherwise. Voss, a Republican from Rochester, made the assertion in an October 12th assembly floor speech while lawmakers debated a bill that would bar Wisconsin doctors from providing gender transition treatment for minors. Here's the full quote, Dom. So you say that kids aren't old enough to know right from wrong when they commit a crime, but somehow permanent bodily changes that when you're 3 years old, you've got it all figured out, Voss said.
Three?
Stop using that empty rhetoric and start talking about the reality of why you believe that mutilating kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves in a way that harms them for the rest of their lives. Nobody's doing this. What you're describing does not exist, Robin Voss. As they write here at the PolitiFact Wisconsin, Voss is wrong. Practice standards and recommendation from Wisconsin health providers indicate getting medical gender transition treatment for young prepubescent children is effectively impossible. You can't even get it if you wanted it. Voss's response? When asked to provide evidence, what's that damn thing called, evidence?
I feel that's the way it is, though.
Evidence to back up his claim, Voss spokesperson Angela Joyce pointed to a document from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Gender Health Clinic that provides information on medical gender transition treatments for patients and families. The document, as Joyce correctly pointed out, does not have hard age limits for medical gender transition treatments, including puberty blockers and hormone therapies. It included three criteria for getting treatment: a written letter of support from a knowledgeable mental health provider, reasonable control of any medical and mental health problems a child may have, and informed written consent from the legal guardian. And in a section that walked through the treatment procedures for children who had not started puberty or were in early to mid-puberty, Children's Wisconsin mentions both puberty blockers and medical interventions as treatment options. This demonstrates that medical gender transition treatment may be done for children who have not gone through puberty yet. Again, the spokeswoman for Robin Voss sent an email, Dom.
Crudy, as PolitiFact points out, that's not the full story. Some Wisconsin health providers, like others nationwide, offer medical transition treatments to treat gender dysphoria, which occurs when a person has a mismatch between their biological sex and their gender identity. These options include gender-affirming hormone treatments, chest masculinization, top surgery it's referred to, and genital surgery, bottom surgery. But Wisconsin clinics do not provide these procedures for young children, in accordance with guidelines set by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health that prohibit such transactions. Under the guidelines, partially reversible and irreversible treatments in particular are reserved for adolescents and adults who meet specific criteria, and genital surgery is limited to patients who reach the legal age of medical consent. Puberty blockers, a reversible treatment that delays puberty, come with their own guidelines. These guidelines instruct health providers to offer puberty blockers only for adolescents who demonstrate a long-lasting and intense pattern of gender incongruity to reach Tanner stage 2 of puberty, among other criteria. Stage 2 typically occurs between the ages of 9 and 11 for children assigned female at birth and around 11 for children assigned male at birth. A Children's Wisconsin spokesperson told us the clinic follows the guidelines, which means Children's Wisconsin does not provide medical gender-affirming treatments to children prior to the onset of puberty. As for the What to Expect document, it is not a comprehensive policy, but rather a guideline for families who are looking for more information about treatment. Other Wisconsin gender health providers follow similar guidelines and set strict age limits. UW Health does not perform genital surgery on patients under 18, and both UW Health and Children's Wisconsin require parental consent and letters of support from mental health providers before considering top surgery or hormone treatments for older adolescents. Frederick's Hospital Inclusion Health Clinic in Milwaukee, which provides gender-affirming hormone therapy, only sees patients 15 years old or older. Planned Parenthood Wisconsin provides gender-affirming hormone therapy to patients 18 and older. PolitiFact's ruling. Voss claimed that kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves through their medical gender transition, while Wisconsin gender health clinics offer an array of treatment options for transgender youth. None offer medical transition treatments for prepubescent youth in accordance with professional guidelines. We rate this claim false.
Why not pants on fire, PolitiFact Wisconsin?
Because because the one particular piece of evidence they provided, this general what to expect document, didn't articulate. No, we don't do this for 3-year-olds. I mean, come on, Robin Voss. What's the point? This is the same thing, though. These are Republicans. Oh, they want to, have an abortion up until after the baby's born. They have no problem going out on a limb and saying false and misleading and asinine things.
844-967-2789. We are always wide open for your phone calls. They don't even cost you anything. Toll free, as they say, Dom. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on a similar but differing issue, Dom. The Supreme Court says Florida cannot enforce anti-drag laws.
Florida. What are you going to... That's DeSantis town, man.
Although there are three conservatives on the court willing to put these laws in place right now. They include Clarence Thomas, shocker, Samuel Alito, shocker, mm-hmm. Neil Gorsuch, shocker. They're all willing to institute this ban on drag shows in Florida, championed by Ron DeSantis.
I mean, have you ever been to Key West, Ron DeSantis? Are you kidding me?
I don't think he's been to Key West, Tom. It's not that open-minded, if you know what I'm saying. I enjoyed my time in Key West.
Oh, yeah.
I came away still heterosexual. Didn't it change me a bit? Anyways.
You didn't catch the drag queen when you were down there, Curdy? That wasn't something you came back with?
I've traveled with you plenty of times, Dom. It's like Brady Street days. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls always welcome. 844-96-PARTY.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday Eve. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
And the text line, it's working too, Dom. Got one from Jim from Genesee Depot. Bumped into Jim one night, didn't we? That was you and I. We partied with Jim a little bit. Waukesha. He came on up. Found out we were in Waukesha. Jim made his ass in Waukesha. But today, using the text line, he says, I think Robin Voss simply misspoke when he said that gender-affirming care could harm the kids for life. I believe he meant joining the Republican Party at 3 years of age would scar them for life. Yeah, there's no coming back from that.
So, I mean, and we'll get to the Supreme Court ruling regarding Florida's anti-drag law, but what's the motivation here? I mean, you know, I don't believe Robin Voss is an unintelligent person. So if you're purposefully saying something that isn't, you know, quite true, no, three-year-olds are not getting this kind of procedure. It's not happening. So what's the upside for a politician to be so absolutely wrong about an issue like this?
Well, it will be echoed out by right-wing talk radio. It becomes a get-out-the-base mechanism for the cultural warriors, the conservatives. I mean, truly, they don't, despite his many protestations, them have better candidates or better ideas. They're kind of out of good ideas. That's my impression. So, you know, they've started making it up. Better to lie than to lose any of this power. But of course, the gerrymandered maps help quite a bit as well.
844-967-2789. Crudy, CNN reporting. The Florida law that limits drag shows in the state will remain blocked, the Supreme Court said on Thursday, dealing a blow to a key initiative championed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Florida had asked the High Court to narrow a lower court's injunction that stopped the law from being enforced statewide. The justices declined to do so. As mentioned, Crudy, conservative justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch said they would have allowed the law to take effect. In a brief statement agreeing with the court's decision, Justices Brett Kavanaugh, joined in part by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, addressed the First Amendment complexities of the case and said the case was an imperfect vehicle for deciding some of the questions at the center of the dispute. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody argued that the law, dubbed the Protection of Children Act, was designed to prevent the exposure of children to sexually explicit live performances. The 2023 law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly admit a child into a sexually explicit adult live performance that would be obscene for the, quote, age of the child present. Well, isn't that a relative statement? A district court judge blocked the law while an appeal of it played out, holding it likely violated the Constitution's free speech and due process protections and that it was unconstitutionally vague. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declined Florida's emergency application for a stay of the district court's injunction, triggering the state's ask to the Supreme Court for relief. The law, originally challenged by a popular Orlando restaurant, Hamburger Mary's, that hosts drag brunches, and claimed that the new legislation resulted in a loss of business. We got one of those right here in Milwaukee, Crudy. Hamburger Mary's.
You never took me there.
I haven't been there in years.
Well, so take me there. We'll go there. Hamburger Mary's. We'll make a point of it. Here, let's not forget, you know, there's the Ron DeSantis guy. And much like our former governor here in the state of Wisconsin, who had a similar success story as a presidential candidate, because I see the parallels here. Ron DeSantis is Scott Walker reincarnate, a guy who governs his state entirely through the prism of, is it good for my presidential politics? And that's what this has been, Dom. The don't say gay bill, the making cultural warrior stuff front and center. But here's the funniest part. It's so failing. Just like Scott Walker failed, Ron DeSantis is failing with these same cultural wedge issues. He is even failing as a Republican candidate. He got passed by Nikki Haley. She's lighting his ass up. If this guy makes it past Iowa, I will be shocked, Dom. There's polling that's got him down 40 points in his own state to Trump, and he's in single digits in some of the biggest electoral states. Single digits. So good thing you're sticking it to whoever he can. And Dana on the text line said, you know, the point, cruelty is the point, always.
844-967-2789. But this, and we got some callers holding. Just be patient. We'll get to you again. 844-96-PARTY. But this effort. Now, if I as a parent bring my child to a drag show, would I be under this law, held liable for a misdemeanor for allowing a child to see this adult live performance? Because Brady Street here in Milwaukee has a Brady Fest, and on the multiple stages, lots of bands and local vendors, great time, free to everybody. 50,000 people come and party for one day, one night. It's up and down. It's like a pop-up festival. And on the west side of the street during the Brady Street Festival, the west stage, they got a drag queen show. They've had a drag queen show for years and years, and it's awesome. They come on about 9 o'clock at night, maybe. And people come from far and wide to see the spectacle, to see, the performance, because that's what it is. Now, under Ron DeSantis's law, I would be, held to a misdemeanor to have my children there, which, of course, is ridiculous, because I think at the time my children were actually working, picking up garbage around the festival. They were minors. They were younger, but they get it. They understood that this is entertainment. They have a sense of humor about it. They love the performance. It's supposed to be entertaining. That is the point. And some of them, not necessarily on Brady Street, but perhaps Aqua Lounge down in Key West. Seen some pretty awesome shows there late at night. Not a lot of kids around. So perhaps a different kind of performance. But you're gonna make being a parent illegal? You're going to set me with a misdemeanor because my kids are hanging out at a drag show? I mean,
as long as they're parental,
my parental rights. This is the same. But in Wisconsin, I can go with the same kid, sit at a bar, and if the bartender is willing, they will pass me a drink, and I can give it to my kid, and they can drink. So that's fine. We can feed the kids alcohol, but heaven forbid you bring them to a drag show where there's actual entertainment. That somehow is just too far for the Republicans.
What if you sat in a bar that was hosting a drag show and gave your kid a drink? Would that blow their minds? You know it would. That's good, wholesome stuff. When you and your, 3-year-old, as Robin Voss would probably accuse, or, perhaps teenager, plop down on a bar in the great state of Wisconsin together and you hand them that first cold PBR, long boy, tall boy, right, Dom? That's a good deal at the Roman Coin.
Tall boy in a shot, man. That's right.
Now, you put... pushing the shot down, or are you keeping the shot for dad?
Oh, no, that only the beer for the kid. I mean, come on, man. Lakefront Brewery got a drag queen bingo. I brought my daughter there, my underage daughter. She wanted to dance up. It happens. I mean, Republicans, come on. Find something else to do. This doesn't hurt anybody. They're enjoying themselves. Perhaps you should make an effort to find some joy in your life besides being a bummer for other folks. Oh, to the Devil's Advocate, coming back with your calls at 844-967-2789.
Mm-hmm. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
Difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are a couple meetings in the listening area for Friday, November 17th. The town of Grand Rapids will hold their Public Works Committee meeting at noon. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 in Madison. There's a free Community Connections crafting event at the Nakusa Community Center tomorrow. The crafting event takes place at 5:30 and has a fall theme. That's at the Nakusa Community Center on Friday, November 17th. The next Ruby's Pantry is scheduled for Saturday, November 18th in Wisconsin Rapids. Food bundles are a $25 donation and approximately 70 pounds of food. Ruby's Pantry is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. on November 18th at Pitch Elementary School. There's a free community meal in Wisconsin Rapids. It's on November 19th at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Doors open at 3. Food will be served from 4 to 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Brewers introduce their new manager. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers holding press conferences today.